Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Wow. Wow, the crew really went out of their way today, this week here on Auto World. They set up the entire studio as a camping tent studio. Yes, a camping tent studio. I am actually sitting in a tent looking out the door here, looking into my silver microphone. Good to have you along. Yes, we're welcome into the camping tent studio this week here on Auto World. Why is it camping? Why do they put me in the camping studio? Well, because of the smell of the smell of the tents. Don't you just love the smell of a tent especially when it gets rained on? Ooh, yeah. No, we're going to be, today here on Auto World, we're going to have some fun, of course, as we always do each week, but the camping, it's a season that it's kind of winding down. And I'm sorry that I have not got to the camping history. Oh, yeah. The camping history of cars and vans and how do you camp? Do you backpack in like my son does? Do you do that backpacking in with the backpack on your back with the one-person tent on your back or a two-person tent? Or do you have that big old Class A motorhome, 38-footer? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's got the big V10 Ford engine in it. Goodbye gas mileage. Or does it have a diesel pusher? Do you have a 16-foot travel trailer that you tow behind that? Oh, that truck. Oh, yeah. Are you towing that little fifth wheel trailer now that you've got a Rivian electric EV truck or maybe a Chevy Silverado EV truck? Or do you just have that old bad boy 454 Chevrolet under the hood with a quadrant toilet carburetor on the top? If you've got an old one, that's what you have. Quadrajet, excuse me. No matter how you camp, I'm going to have fun with you today on a little bit of we're going under the hood actually when it comes to camping. We're going to share with you today, some camping history, where it started, who started it, why they started it, you know, questions like that. And I'd love, definitely love to, you're the star of the show, folks, as always. I'd love to hear your stories about your camping trips, maybe a story, of course, about your first camp trailer, your first camp adventure with your family as a kid. You know, growing up, did your dad, mom take you out, and did you cook over the open fire with a couple sticks on the fire on the grate there in the camp spot? And, you know, the smoke's in the face while you're trying to cook with cast iron skillets, and smoke's burning your face, and you're running around trying to make sure that those eggs that are in the cast iron skillet don't burn. Well, that's how I grew up camping. Oh, the old Dutch oven. Do you have a cast iron Dutch oven that you actually took the camping shovel out and you dug a hole and you put that, you know, you started the fire and you put that Dutch oven right on top of the fire and then you buried the Dutch oven? But before you did, you had those charcoal briquettes that were glowing and you put them on top of the Dutch oven to get that peach cobbler cooking. Oh, and you thought this was an Auto World show. Well, it is. But how did you get there? What kind of vehicle did you use and to get to the camping spot? And go ahead, head on over to our Facebook page, Auto World Radio Facebook page, and then, of course, my Mark Evans Facebook page. You can friend me over there on that side if you'd like. Got a few slots left in the theater there on Facebook, so we can become friends. But, there's a Volkswagen bus that's got I don't want to spoil it. I want you to head over there to Facebook and take a look at the photo. That is brought to you by the Henry Ford Museum, which is where I was at this last week. Flew out after the show last week, and we just got ran into the studio here. And I want to tip my hat and salute all the crew here to get the information and the product that you're going to hear today here on Auto World up for me. And yes, I've been reading. Make sure that the crew, you know, slide him in, slide him out. Sammy, my personal chauffeur, and of course my PR director, Bobby B. Esser. You know all of them. Of course, Eddie, the engine emailer, he's here in the studio with the email bag. We're going to get into the email bag here in a little bit. Share some of your emails. But yeah, I flew out, went to Chicago, then right over to Detroit, Motor City. Oh yeah, oh god, Motor City. There's motors, there's engines, there's cars all over the place. I like just driving around just to see what all the folks in Detroit area actually purchased and what they're driving all day long and every day. But we're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you today about your camping trips or, you know, anything else that you had a little bit of problem this last week with your auto world. We all do live in an auto world. We really do. We all have a car or truck or some form of transportation, even maybe a pedal bicycle. I have a few of them. I got a couple mountain bikes, et cetera, and a little Greenbelt bike, I call it. No motors on them. No, the motor is my heart pumping. And, you know, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you eat. So I really can't gobble down a whole bunch of Snickers and then hop on my bicycle and start pedaling down our Greenbelt because I ran out of that energy real quick. So remember, when it says 91... octane for your automobile, put 91 octane in it, please. And the reason that is, oh, you're thinking you're saving a lot of money when you just go to that low 88 or 87, or some of you might even have 85 ethanol, and your car right there says right there on the gas flap door, 91 octane. Why? Because it was designed the way the compression is. The compression in the combustion chamber, the fuel injectors, how they spray, and how the spark plug lights up that fuel that you're putting in there. You have to have a higher octane. And if you do not, then you're going to get some knocking, some pinging, and all that's going to happen. And you're saying to me, well, I don't hear that going around town, Mark. Well, of course not, because you're really not pushing it to the pedal to the metal in order to get it to ping or to knock on the door. See, there's a knock sensor on your engine, folks, and that knock sensor is electronically controlled, and it's screwed right in. Usually, a lot of them are underneath the intake manifold where that air plentum is, and all these words are basically where the air, the gas, come into your engine. They want to know pretty much, it's pretty complex. I don't want to go too far into the knock sensor, but it's designed to tell the computer that your motor's firing at the wrong time, causing the spark plug, the fuel is not burning at the right time, it's burning too early or too late, or your cylinder is just so full of fuel that the piston is pushing up against excessive fuel in the combustion chamber, causing the piston to push on liquid, which we can't have that, and that's what causes, there's too much liquid into a combustion chamber that's supposed to have what? Vapors. And it's supposed to exit out the exhaust. Not out the intake, out the exhaust. And so it causes it to knock. Well, so if you don't put 91 octane, to make it simple here, try to, which I am. If you do not put 91 octane in it, and go down to the 85, 86, you know, lower octane level, you're pushing a Snickers bar in there, okay? You're making it eat a Snickers bar. It's going to knock on you, and then you're going to end up coming to the greasy garage here, and having your independent repair shop or the dealer put a new knock sensor in. And so that costs lots and lots and lots of money. A lot more money than you're saving by buying a lower type of octane fuel. So just remember 91 octane. Thank you. Okay, today on Auto World First Hour, a celebration of a little one coming your way right here on the first hour. And of course now, here's something, you know, remember that old commercial? Grandma says, where's the beef? Well, I'm going to say, where's the hybrid? It's coming your way. Camping history, all 3 hours of Auto World, so sit back. Do not put the tray table up. I want the tray table down. Relax. Put your favorite treat on the tray table. Fasten that seat belt, though. Forget about the oxygen mask because you're going to have so much fun you won't need it. Right here on Auto World. Absolutely. Second hour coming up your way. Camping history again. And then also a recall. I've got two recalls for you. A recall on the second hour. Looks like 1.1 million coming your way, recalled. And then a really weird, odd one coming on the third hour, a recall. And this is a small one, but very, very dangerous for all of us. Do you have an Alexa in your house? It's going to run your car. And that's coming up on the third hour. Coming back. Camping history. Woo! Start that fire and let's have a s'more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, yeah, the smell of not tires burning. No, s'mores. We started a little campfire here. I'm sitting in the, welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host, sitting in the camping studio here today. Good to be with you. S'mores. Do you like the s'mores? A s'more is a campfire treat, of course, very popular in the United States and Canada. Canada, consisting of one or more toasted marshmallows over the open campfire, and a layer of chocolate sandwiched between two pieces of course, graham cracker. Yeah. Well, a little history there before we get going on the little celebration. S'more is a contraction of the phrase some more. S'mores appeared in a cookbook back in the early 1920s, folks, where it was called a graham cracker sandwich. Yep. Very popular with the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts back in 1927. A recipe for some more was published in the Trampling and Trailing with Girl Scouts newspaper recipes, and it began appearing as early as 1925. S'mores. Let's have some mores. Well, my wife loves them. I really don't get right into that. Too much sugar for me. Camping history. Now, go ahead. Head over to our camping page, our Facebook page, Auto World Radio on Mark Evans Facebook page, and take a look at that Volkswagen van. Very, very, very popular back in the day, where you'd pop out the Audi or the 10, of course, and they still have them. Of course, big money today. Well, a little bit of, let's start with camping history. The word camping, the history of recreational camping is often traced back to Thomas Holding. He was a British traveling tailor, but it was actually the first popularized in the UK on the River of Thames. By the 1880s, large numbers of visitors took part in the pastime, which was connected to the late Victorian craze for pleasure boating. Get the T out there, boating. So we're going to give you a little bit of history about camping, of course, because it's coming to an end. And how do you get to go camping? How did you start going camping? I'd love to hear your stories. And what do you use to go camping with? Are you still in a tent like I am sitting in a nice smelling tent right now, an old umbrella tent, in fact. They found it. It was my mom and dad's. That's how I camped. We slept in the tent. I didn't think about bears or cougars or anything like that, you know? Well, I don't know. I didn't worry about that. We're in a tent. It's very safe. Not. Celebration. First and foremost, you are the star of the show. I want to hear from you today. Absolutely. All 3 hours of Auto World. The phone number, as always, since 1992 is 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is sitting by the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. He's sitting there with a gas-powered engine on his chair just to get to all the buttons to make you sound good. That's what it's all about. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Or Facebook message me. Mark Evans is the address. So a celebration of a small kind, and that means mini. Yes, can you believe it that Mini is now celebrating their 20 years, two decades in America? Wow, it's hard to believe. Two decades, I mean, they've been around that long here in America. They washed up on American shores again, though. Yes, it's coming back to you. And that is meanings that they're going to celebrate with a few of them, and I wanted to share those with you. You folks that have the Minis or thinking about maybe buying a Mini, first and foremost, the gas mileage is really good on them. The Mini, they have released the 2023 Mini for 20 years edition. It's a special edition. It's called the 20 years edition. And they also are going to release a 2023 Mini Cooper S hardtop four-door. Now appearing in U.S. dealers with manufacturer's suggested retail price of, you ready? $37,185. Of course, it doesn't include the destination. You got and the handling. You got to have some, you know, ads on there, of course, by the on that. But going to be offered in three colors. The American and British flags, of course, on them. Chelly red is one of the colors. Pepper white and island blue. There's two more colors for you. With the island blue has silver roof and mirror caps. Yeah, some of you got the Minis that have the British flag on the mirror caps. And the driver's side of the hood wears an offset stripe in red, white, and blue. The star is on the passenger side of the hood. That's new. Other trim details include a moonroof, of course. So you got the roof rails now, of course. And then the Door sill plates also will have the 20th edition logoing on it. C-pillar decals and piano black trim, all new. The 20 years edition is all with all-season tires, and this is, hang on, 17-inch black spoke wheels on it. Now, the Cooper S, it's powered by a turbocharged 2.2 liter inline four engine. It generates 189 horsepower. Ah, see, you didn't know that. Yeah, little car with big style. So, 20 years, two decades. Yep. They're also going to, let's go inside for a little bit. They have real-time traffic information. They have Apple CarPlay in there. They have Bluetooth, like my teeth are right now, with USB and a digital instrument cluster. Now, the older ones had a little problem there. I'll tell you right now, Minis have the dash display in the center. And as you're sitting in the driver's seat, you have the little tack right there where you're looking through the steering wheel. And then the beautiful, I call it jewelry, right there in the center. Big, round, chrome bezel around it. That's where the speedometer is. But it's all going to be digital. And they had problems with that cluster back in the old days. The car gets hot inside and all, and then that would go away. They have fixed that, my friends. They have fixed it. So for you folks that know about that problem, it's gone. So the you new folks that's thinking about maybe buying one, don't worry about that. It's long gone. Yep. They also, now sit still. Make sure that seat belt's fastened. They got some new models arriving. There's a hint of what's coming up in the new Mini Concept. And it's an Aceman model, an all-electric crossover SUV unveiled. And it's going to be, it's unveiled, debuted. It hasn't debuted, they've unveiled this thing. And so they're going to come to you and give you that all-electric crossover SUV. I actually do believe they probably will. A lot of you have been hollering about, you know, four doors. Well, they've got them. They've got them. They've got them out there for you. So 2023 models. And as you know, 2024, the Ford Mustang is out now, coming to a dealer near you. You might not find it in your local town, but you might have to drive across the border maybe or another town to find it. But coming up here on Auto World, we're going to talk a little bit about, something a little bit more about that Ford Mustang. Mini Coopers 2023, celebrating two decades. Red, white, and blue ones. Couldn't do any better than that. All right here in the United States. Thanks for listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We're going to come back right here, and we're going to find out, where's the hybrid?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
NASA has once again delayed the launch of its new moon rocket, Artemis, from Cape Canaveral amid the threat of a tropical storm that could become a major hurricane. Artemis's launch, which was set to take place this week, has now been delayed three times in the past month, having previously been postponed due to hydrogen fuel leaks. The latest postponement comes as Tropical Storm Ian continues to come and is expected to gain strength as a hurricane by Monday before reaching Florida's Gulf Coast by Thursday. A news anchor has been killed
A radio news anchor in Detroit was killed in an attempted murder-suicide Friday. Jim Matthews found dead at his home in suburban Chesterfield Township. Three other victims, including his girlfriend and two children, were involved. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Put some gas in it.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Fill her up.
I love you.
Good to have you along. You're listening to America's Automobile Enthusiast Show. This is Auto World. Thank you for tuning in, taking your time, and fastening your seatbelt and keeping that tray table down and having a nice little treat here with me. Appreciate it. I promised you that we're going to get to a lot of goodies, but first and foremost, you are the star of the show, folks, or we would not be here on all of our great Auto World affiliate family here nationwide, coast to coast. And that means that I always want to stay in touch with you, not only live as we are right now from Boise, Idaho, from the Camping Tent Studio today. Email me at any time, right now as we are live and or when you are listening or you're listening to the podcast. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And how do you get to the podcast? All you got to do is Google Auto World Mark Evans, and just you'll see the podcast. Click and take a listen. I do appreciate it. Auto World's been around since 1992, and behind the microphone, and that's what it's all about, to try to, of course, iron out the get the nuts and the bolts tightened up on your ride and your Auto World, to make sure that your lawnmowers and your snowmobiles and your dirt bikes and anything that, you know, we're going into the EV world here on Auto World. We've been in the gas and the diesel world. We still are. We always will be, as long as there's fuel, like that, of course, with your car questions, your truck questions. the noise, the smell, the rattle. Why should the engine light keep going on or off? What do I do? I've had, you know, I spent over $1,500 mark or more to try to get the E-light off the engine light, or and it's still on. And things like that, questions like that. And don't be bashful, even if you just want to say hi. Share your favorite picture of your car. We're working on that to get that on our website, autoworldmedia.com. We have quite a few photos. I ask you folks to deliver. Thank you. So we're going to put up your car, your favorite rides and stuff on our website, and share. Give us a little story about them, and we'll just put that right up there if you'd like. So autoworldradio@yahoo.com is how you get them to us. So let's do it. Let's go to the email bag, and then we're going to find out next segment, where's the hybrid? Let's get dig. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in the house, or in the... He's in the tent, actually. Yeah, thanks, Eddie, for setting up the tent here. I love the sound of this. Okay, hand me the email bag. Thank you. Thank you. Let's dig in. Woo! There's one. Got it. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. Takes care of your emails. As I've always said, every week he takes care of them. And these emails in the email bag, folks, are all new to me. Like right now I'm reading one here that I just pulled out. And I take care of the emails throughout the week that he hands me and sends me. And I get them and I answer you, of course, to help you through iron out all the wrinkles that you have, the problems you might have or challenges you might have with your cars. If you don't want me to read it live on the air, then just say it right there. Don't read it live on the air, but help me anyway. And I will. And you always get a little gift. And by the way, I was out again in town this last week, so Chicago bound, Detroit bound, etc. So your gifts are coming. Your gifts are coming from last week. So be patient. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. This one says, hey, Mark. Quick question for you. My E light came on and then went off and has stayed off. Is this something I should be concerned with? Thanks for the great show, Bruce, listening on 96.3 FM in Ocala, Florida. Well, Bruce, thank you. Thank you for the comment. I do appreciate that, Bruce. And it's an honor to have you listening there in Ocala, Florida, one of our great Auto World affiliate families. Let's do a shout-out to... there's our horn. Yes, shout-out to WOCA. 96.3 FM and, of course, 1370 AM, 1370, Silvery Springs Shores, Citrus Springs, Silver Spring Shores, Ocala, Florida. Thank you. Good to have you along, Bruce, and everyone listening down there in Florida, over there in Florida and all. Hope the winds aren't too high here that I see on the news. And I wish and pray for all of you that we don't want any winds, okay? So, anyway, Bruce, thanks, and that engine light. An engine light problem. Now, you didn't give me the year, make, and model, and that's fine. That's you know, we're talking engine light. We all live with the engine light anymore. You know, we really, really do. It's we're living with wind. We're living with rain. We're living with soon to be in some areas some snow. We live with it. Well, the engine light. You have to be, you know, kind of warming up to the engine light on the dash, because they, if you've never had an engine light come on, well, congratulations. But sooner or later, it's hooked to a bunch of sensors, 300 plus, underneath the bonnet over there for you folks listening across the pond, and hood for you folks over here in the States. And that means that not only transmission at the rear end, the anti-lock brake system, the airbag system, the computer system, and the gas, the diesel, there's a lot of sensors hooked to the E-light, the engine light. And Bruce, it is a concern. Whenever you see your engine light come on, like Bruce here has, and then it goes off and stays off, I still want you to get it scanned, Bruce. And this is a scan. See, you have a hard drive. That's the best way for me to say this. Three stages in that computer. But you have a hard drive, and once that E-light comes on, that means one of those sensors under the hood or transmission or your rear end or, you know, anti-lock brake system, you know, that it'll turn the light on, and it decided to turn it off. My ASE, Automotive Service Excellence Certification here that I have, Bruce, is my best guest, automotive guest here. Technician, mechanic guess would be probably you got an O2 sensor causing some grief for you. You more than likely have, you do definitely have two O2 sensors, one before the catalytic converter, one after the catalytic converter, or if you have a dual exhaust, you have four O2 sensors. And so you do want the E-light to come on and stay on. That way we can scan it and find out which O2 sensor is bad. It'll tell us. It'll tell us which one's bad in the before or after catalytic converter, O2 sensor. But the light's off. I want you to worry about it, Bruce. I want it scanned because that information has been set into your hard drive. Once a shop or the dealer scans it, I've always said something live here on Auto World about everyone can go to AutoZone and Advance Auto Parts and Pep Boys and O'Reilly's and, you know, your parts stores out there have a scanner. They will come out free, and scan it. And you can do that, Bruce. And hopefully, they have a big girl scanner where it can get into the stage three and tell you that, hey, you got, the upstream O2 sensor. That's what it says. Upstream O2 sensor on bank one bad. Bank one would be where cylinder one is, by the way. Doesn't matter which way the motor is sitting in there, east and west or north and south. East and west would be, front-wheel drive car. North and south would be a rear-wheel drive car. So do that, and if they don't get anything from their scan tool at the free scan at the parts store, then go into your independent repair shop, have them scan it. They will get information out of the hard drive, Bruce, and be able to tell you that you do need a part replaced. And at that point, if you need help, now some of these parts, O2 sensor you can do yourself, Bruce. You really can. You need some PB Blaster, a great product to break those threads loose, and then you need an O2 sensor wrench and or a socket. And then do not do it when it's hot. Make sure the car's parked. But now you need a floor jack, jack stands, etc. to get the car, the vehicle up in the air. See, there's a lot of tools involved here just to put a $59 oxygen sensor in your car, your truck, Bruce. So see that all of a sudden you can see there why you might want to hire a shop to do all this. The simple little job is an O2 sensor with all those tools. Anyway, Bruce, thanks. I hope that helped. But thank you for emailing us right here on Auto World from Ocala, Florida, listening on 96.3 FM, WOCA, 1370 AM, right there in Ocala, Florida. Send me an email address back through email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, Bruce, and I'll send you out a little gift packet. Appreciate it. Thank you. Take another little short break. When we come back, I have some trivia for you. Not only camping trivia, but I've got some of the Auto World style automotive trivia, too. And more emails coming your way. What? Where's the hybrid? We're going to find out. I've been driving all night,
my hands wet on the... Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Never did hold air very well on those Lincolns. Did a lot of replacements on those. A lot of money, and it actually totaled out after, you know, coming into years of the later in life in the Lincoln Continentals. As they got older, the value started dropping, and next thing you know, we can't even afford to put the airbags on because the cost of the car, the value of the car, the appraisal of the car was too low. Good to have you back. This is Auto World. I'm sitting in. I'm Mark Evans. Thank you for joining me. I'm sitting in the camping studio, sitting looking out at an umbrella. It's a tent, a camping tent. Yes, coming up on Auto World. Well, a little bit of history about camping. Like, who invented the idea of camping? Where did the term camping originate from? And what the heck is the concept of camping anyway? Here you got a beautiful house, beautiful family, beautiful oven, refrigerator, and you go out camping. Okay, we'll get to that later, second hour. But first, I've got some trivia for you. Here's the question. What video game comes standard in every Saab equipped with a GM Tech 2? I'm going to give you the answer. The question is, what video game comes standard in every Saab equipped with a GM Tech 2? The answer is Pong.
Where's the beef?
Oh, where's the beef? I'll tell you where the beef's at. Where's the hybrid? That's right. Folks, where's the hybrid when it comes to the Ford Mustang? Do you want a hybrid when it comes to the Ford Mustang? They just unveiled the 2024 Mustang last week there at Detroit Motor City. And we talked about that last week a little bit. Of course, 500 horsepower plus, the Dark Horse edition. The Mustang Stampede event, of course, where independents were asked to bring their Mustang. But come on, no hybrid? No. They never did announce any kind of hybrid at that little get-together there at the Cobo Center. Well, are they going to do a Mustang hybrid? Where is the hybrid? They were asked. Ford was asked. See, all of us motorists right now, we bought 27,722 of all new electric SUVs, by the way, during the first 8 months of this year. That's almost 28,000. About 2% more than the 27,140 sold that was sold in 2021. So they're going up in 2% more. It's going up more and more every year. But U.S. buyers, which is all of us listening, of course, some of you across the pond, you might have purchased one too, about 33,000 of the classic gas-powered Mustang coupes through the end of August is what the numbers were. That was down nearly 15% from the year before. But the Mustang coupe sales, they came in at just about 52,414. That's less than half that were delivered in 2015. See, in 2015, the Mustang coupes in 2015, we're going back a few years here, here's what was delivered, 122,439 in 2015. But yet in 2021, coupe sales were only 52,414 with a gas ICE engine, internal combustion engine in them. So, hybrids, you know, electric and gas together combined. They never provided any details. That's why I'm getting to this. That's why I want to talk about this. They never did provide any details about the Mustang Hybrid program. No, they basically focused on EVs. And little side note, we're going to talk a little bit about something about the EVs with Ford Third Hour. All-time record. Not in sales, but something else, so stay tuned for that. Has something to do with land. So where's the hybrid coming? Are they going to bring them? Are they going to bring us a hybrid Ford Mustang? From what I understand, no. Not right now. They're concentrating on all EV, all electric. All electric Ford Mustangs. They're going that way. As some of you might already own the Mustang Mach-E, yeah, well, Ford says that essentially killed the Mustang Hybrid. A lot of you are liking that. Their numbers are quite high, doing quite well. That means that, well, here's some stats for you. The new Dark Horse Edition is one of the most powerful Mustangs ever at 500 horsepower. But it's easy for Ford to beat that using what? Electric motors. Yeah. More horsepower and electric motors. But, a little tidbit here, the new Lucid Air makes up to 1,100 ponies. And even the new Kia EV6 GT, it punches out 576 horsepower when it reaches the United States showrooms later this year. Whoa. The Kia EV6 GT punches out 576, and the Ford Mustang's only punching out 500 horsepower. Uh-oh. Unhappy campers. Yep. So, something's got to change, maybe. Maybe they should find a different, bigger electric motor. Uh-huh. Now, General Motors has laid out plans to go 100% electric by 2035. And they recently confirmed battery-powered Chevrolet Corvette is in the works, my friends. That's right, a Chevrolet Corvette, battery-powered. And no, that is not your grandchildren's electric plastic Chevrolet Corvette that your grandchild sits in. That's the real Corvette. There's some speculation that Chevrolet is talking about bringing out a Camaro EV also. That's electric vehicle. Camaro electric vehicle? Yeah. Of course, as you know, Dodge announced here last month the halt production of its classic Charger and Challenger models at the end of the 2023 model year. No more. Because they're the Charger Daytona SRT concept? Well, it's a prototype of an all-electric muscle coupe. All-electric. Wow. Stay tuned. More to come our way right here on Auto World. No hybrid for the Ford Mustang right now. Would you rather have a hybrid Ford Mustang or an all-electric Ford Mustang? Or forget the hybrid and electric altogether and just give us the keep giving us those ICE engines in there, huh? Love to hear your opinion at all times. How to do that? Email me or call me. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I want to hear from you on that topic. And, of course, again, always remember that 45 years behind the silver microphone here with 45 years behind the wrenches that turn and the scanners that scan and the tires that go around fixing and repairing and taking your calls and, of course, and living every day with repair questions and fixing cars for 45-plus years. So I look forward to your emails on, help me, 911, I need some help. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Live right here in the camping studio. Usually I'm in the greasy garage studio, but I'm in the camping tent studio today because it's getting to the end of the camping season for some of us. 855-660-4261. Look forward to your calls. Axelrod Alex is standing by. Coming up on the second hour, we've got a recall for you here at about 1.1 million of these vehicles. Uh-oh. And more camping history, of course. And then also your Bluetooth. You understand what Bluetooth is. Well, Bluetooth to detect unseen, well, they're going to use your Bluetooth on your phone in your car, or Bluetooth in your car, to detect some unseen people that are out in front of you. You can't see them, but boy, your Bluetooth's going to be able to look at them. Also coming up, the electric grocery cart, brought to you by a car manufacturer. They're going into your grocery store now. They're going to help you with an electric grocery cart? Huh? That's all coming up. Appreciate you joining me. I want all of you to drive safe. Motor on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.